Order, order.
173 times for a cotton bag.
Guy Fawkes Day and a meeting of the Local Government and Environment Committee at Parliament's Bowen House was interrupted due to a fire in the building next door, leaving the committee's chairman, Scott Simpson, to clear the room.
Wow, this is interesting. That's a time to leave the building alarm.
Also known as a fire alarm. The committee had been hearing evidence on a petition signed by more than 16,000 people calling for a phase-out of single-use plastic shopping bags in New Zealand. The petition was presented by Rebecca Bird on behalf of Our Seas, Our Future, who explained the problem with plastic bags.
They have a high environmental impact due to their highly polluting degradation process and their long-term persistence in the environment. This is particularly concerning when it comes to the marine environment.
And providing the science to back up the petition was Massey University environmental anthropology lecturer Trizia Farrelly.
They do not break down, they don't go away. In fact, what happens is they break into small microparticles or microplastics, and that is where the main environmental challenges lie. When they are consumed by fish, largely marine fauna, they attract heavy metals, cadmium, PCBs, leads and so forth. They're consumed by fish and they get into our food chain. They're ingested by also marine birds and other species. They get stuck in their intestinal tracts. They strangulate many of our animals.
Dr. Farrelly called for a levy on plastic bags.
This recommendation is based on a huge number of international case studies. For example, Northern Ireland, Scotland, 80-90% approximately drop in bags in the very first year that a levy was rolled out. In Denmark, first of its kind in terms of regulation of plastic bags, rolled out I think in 1993. They now estimate that only 4 single-use plastic bags are used per person per year, lowest in the EU. Huge, huge reduction of plastic bags.
Massey University environmental anthropology lecturer Trizia Farrelly with that evidence on a petition calling for a phase-out of plastic shopping bags. And as Tom Frewen reports, this week's unemployment figures remained a topic of concern for the opposition in Question Time.
Among the questions for the Minister of Finance was this one from his Labour shadow, Grant Robertson.
Why did he say that 151,000 New Zealanders being out of work was, quote, to be expected? And does that mean that unemployment at that level is collateral damage in his hands-off style of economic management?
Although Grant Robertson addressed his question to Bill English, it was answered by his Cabinet colleague, Stephen Joyce.
This government is anything but hands-off, notwithstanding Mr. Robertson's talking points. The reality is that New Zealand participates in a global economy, and our job as a government is to come up with a range of initiatives that assist further growth and investment.
Mr. Joyce also took this question from Labour spokeswoman on Murray Development, Nanaia Mahuta.
Is the increase from 8.7% to 12.9% Māori unemployment under his watch indicative of the government's plan for economic success? And if so, how many new jobs have been created for Māori?
The Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Well, Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Minister of Finance, I don't have those exact numbers available for the member today. But the important thing is the government has a range of initiatives working alongside the Māori Party with Māori and Pacifica Trades Training, for example, the Youth Guarantee Program.
Order.
And the NEET figures in New Zealand, Mr. Speaker, for 15 to 19-year-olds are the lowest they have ever been.
The NEET figure, quoted by Mr. Joyce, is the total number of people aged from 15 to 24 who are not in employment, education or training, NEET, as a proportion of the total youth working age population. It came up again in the Minister's answer to this question from Labour spokeswoman on employment, skills and training, Jenny Salisa.
How does the Minister think his measures to tackle youth unemployment are working, given it is now 16.65% for all young people under 24, up from 10.95% when National came into government in 2008?
The Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Every government and generally every responsible opposition quotes the NEET figure because the NEET figure is not in education, employment or training. So, Mr. Speaker, we will quote the meat-neat figure, which is the lowest it's been in 7 years at 11.0%, and the 15 to 19 rate is the lowest it has ever been, Mr. Speaker.
Stephen Joyce answering questions for the Minister of Finance.
That report from Tom Frewen. Question time was followed by a debate on the International Finance Agreements Amendment Bill, which passed its second reading by 109 votes to 12, with just New Zealand First opposed. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from Parliament.